Hi, I'm Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, I'd like for you to consider becoming a patron. Your donation keeps them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. You can give a one-time gift or a monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever your heart desires. And I do want to give a shout out to my monthly donors for this month: Mary Mitchell Stein, Kala Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder. And I also want to give a special thanks to Joanne English. We now have listeners in over 19 countries, so I really appreciate their support. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him and share His Word. I want people's hearts to be changed, healed, encouraged, set free, and strengthened as they listen. So I've chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it. And yet, I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoy today's message, click the button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. And click the button that says follow, and that way you'll get immediate updates every time I upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening, and you can always contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. And remember, God wants to be a part of your everyday life. Welcome, everyone, to The Gathering, and I'm so glad that you've joined me for the Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby podcast. And I'm excited about what we're going to talk about because I think it's something that affects each and every one of us right now, and it's the power of our words. Our words carry tremendous power, and I didn't always know that. It's something the Lord has been teaching me throughout my years of walking with Him. And so today I want to just share some thoughts that I have about that, but let's open in prayer. Father, I thank You for each one that is joining today for this podcast, and I pray, Lord, that Your words would just flow through me, and that, Father, You would just strengthen all of us and help us to become more like You and to speak life. Lord, Your word, You spoke and created life by the power of Your words. And so I pray for each and every one of us that we would be like You and bring life to situations that are difficult that we're around. In Jesus' name, amen. As I thought about what I wanted to speak on this week, I was looking at just some different situations that I had noticed recently. And I've noticed just kind of an attitude in people generally, just a little more argumentative, a little more aggressive in just situations. And I think so much of it has to do with just where the unrest that is in our society right now with the pandemic, with just finances being tough for people, political unrest, the racial unrest that is in America. Some of you that are in other nations may not be dealing with that, but in America, we certainly are. And what came to mind as I was just praying about some different situations is just how life and death are in the power of our tongue. Our words carry either life or death. There's no in between there. And Scripture tells us that in Proverbs 18:21. It says life and death are in the power of the tongue. And I love in the Passion Translation, Proverbs 18:21 says, your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life, and the talkative person will reap the consequences. Now, when I read that, I felt like, okay, it's talking to me, because I am a talkative person. I'm a communicator. I love being with people. I love conversing with them. And I thought, okay, note to self, every word I speak in every situation is either going to bring life or death. And in the NIV translation, it says the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so you're going to reap the fruit of what you're saying. I don't know if you've ever thought of it like that, but you're going to reap that. And so I think it's a guard for us to be careful and not saying careless words like, I'm so unlucky, or I'm such a klutz, or I never do anything right. Do you realize when you say those words, even about yourself, that it's almost like you're speaking death over your own self? And we have the power to speak life in every situation. Yes, we may be somebody who is clumsy at times, but we can always flip that to say, I'm learning to be a little more graceful, or I'm learning to be a little more coordinated, versus I'm the clumsiest person around. So I hope that you're tracking with me on just how our words either speak life or death into the situations that we're involved in, and whether that be marriage or situations with children, situations at work, just even situations in general, wherever you go. We have the power to, I think, arrest some of those negative emotions, to not let them stick in situations, to not let them stick on us. Have you ever been around somebody and after you were around them, you kind of felt like you needed to go have a bath just because it's like their words just, went all over you and were negative words. And I think we have to be careful to not let that rub off on us. I was at the gym not too long ago, and there was a woman that was talking, and I love it when people vent, and everybody needs somebody safe, and I feel like I'm a safe person for people to talk with. And this woman was going on about just some situations and difficulty, and how tired she was of this and tired she was of that, and how this was going on. And as I listened to her talk, what hit me was, I was like, Lord, what's going on? And I felt like, she was just kind of downcast. And what she was communicating was just how downcast she was. And so I just began to pray, to think of, Lord, how can I turn this situation and bring life to someone that is downcast and is struggling? And as the conversation went on, she went on to just talk about how she, she just mentioned depression. And it was like, okay, that's what's coming against this poor lady. And I have the opportunity to help her. And so I began to just speak things about her that I liked. I began to speak life into her life. And just talk about the good things, some of the good things that I saw. And we can have compassion and listening to people and all. But then I think we have an opportunity of what deposit can I put in the people around me? And I think oftentimes when we just look at what is the opposite of what we're hearing, then we can help flip that negative. And even in situations that we face, if someone is, perhaps critical about you, you might listen to that, and it's real easy to get defensive and defend yourself. I always ask the Lord, okay, Lord, what degree of truth is in the words they're speaking? If someone says, you're always, always late, or you're always this, or you're always that, what degree of that is truth? Am I sometimes late? Am I sometimes this or that? Yeah, sometimes I am. So what degree of truth is that? But then not letting that stick to our hearts, to where we feel like failures, to where we can't get back up. And I think that we can turn around too and give that person a compliment. How can we deposit something positive into their lives? And in simple words, with, what I love about you is, and find something that you love about them. And it may be that you have to look hard, But I think we have the power with our words to change situations. We just have that power. And we can even in situations, we can, when something is, someone perhaps is angry. The other day there was a situation and someone was just angry at the political situation, angry at, you know, the party that was opposed to them, angry at things that the press had been doing. I sat there and I thought, Lord, how can I bring peace to this situation? How can I not jump on the bandwagon? And what can I do to just bring your peace into the unrest that's here? And, you know, for me, I needed to go to the restroom, so I excused myself and said, I'll be right back. But all the way as I walked, I just began to speak peace into the situation. Just, God, I just speak your peace over this situation. I speak your peace over this person's heart. I just speak your peace and your calm because you're a God of peace. And you live inside of me, and therefore I can be peaceful even in the midst of this tension. And I want to be a positive influence in situations like that. You know, maybe you're in a situation where someone is being unkind to you. We can respond in the opposite by being kind or being helpful. And oftentimes when we do that, which takes, I will say, self-discipline, it really does take self-discipline for us to respond in the right way and use self-control. But when we do that, we have an opportunity to just change the situation. You know, there's a lot of just racial unrest right now that I've noticed in, I know here, like I mentioned, in the States. And it was June 19th, and I'd taken my daughter to swim lessons. And while she was doing her swim lesson, an African-American woman sat down next to me. And I was thinking about the day that it was in her nation. And I thought, Lord, what can I do to bring peace? What can I do just in my own little world here? And so I just started up a conversation with a woman. And I said, is that your little boy over there? And she said, well, yes, it is. I said, oh, he is so cute. And she said, yes, and I have another son over there. And we talked about him. And I just began to ask her questions. How could I bring peace? How could I, just one little lady, bring peace into a nation with unrest? And we had just the best conversation. And I felt like I just affirmed her in so many ways and was able to just encourage her heart and bring peace. And you might say, well, that's just one person and you've got all these riots and things that are going on. Yeah, it is, but it's got to start somewhere. So why shouldn't it start with us? Those of us that walk with the Lord, we have the Spirit of the living God within us. And so we have the power to change situations, I feel like. I love Proverbs 15:1 because I think it offers us something that is a great tool when there's anger. And there's certainly a lot of that in our society right now. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger. A soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger. Oh my goodness, right there we can see where our words and how we respond are critical. When we respond in gentleness, when someone else is being aggressive or angry, we can change the situation. It tells us right there. We don't have to respond with tit for tat. We don't have to respond to try to prove our point in an aggressive way. We can respond with gentleness, and it can change a situation. Years ago, I had somebody I was working with in social work, and this woman, I'm going to call her Cindy, came into my office and she was late on her rent and she was telling me how her landlord was being mean to her and went on with the situation. And so I began to just coach her in how to handle it. And I said, I want you to do it. And this is how I would handle a situation. So I began to just, you know, tell her simple things like, go, you know, call your landlord and say, can you help me? I've run into a financial bind. And can I pay you a little bit this week, a little bit next week and all? Well, I gave the woman my cell phone. And she was standing right outside my office, and there was a big window or a big glass, so I could kind of see what's going on. And all of a sudden, she opened the door and she came in and she said, "I need you to talk to my landlord." And so when I took the phone, the landlord just lit into me about everything wrong this woman had done, my client. And she was, I mean, her voice kept getting higher and higher and higher. The more she talked about this woman, the madder she got. And I thought, okay, Lord, what can I do? And in that moment, it was this, a soft answer turns away wrath. And so I lowered my voice to almost a whisper as I began to talk to this woman. And I said, you know, I understand that Cindy hasn't done things the way that you all had agreed upon, but I can see that she's trying to do things right. And the more that I talk softly and gently, the lower that woman's voice got. And she began to lower her voice so that then we could all three talk and come to a resolution that worked for everybody. And that taught me something about just the power of how I say things, not just what I say, but how I say it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I do it right all the time. I don't. I fail. I say the wrong thing. Sometimes I'll get angry myself. And, you know, I can tell you I don't do that as often as I used to. And I think that oftentimes when we don't respond in the aggression that it's coming against us, we have such an opportunity to change things and change situations. And one of the things I want to just leave you with is just to exercise your authority. And what I mean is go straight to the top. Go straight to the top, because it's God that can change hearts. It's God that can change situations. And when we go to Him in prayer, when we give a situation to Him, when we ask Him for wisdom, when we go and talk to the Lord and about things that concern us, about our family, about you know, our coworkers, about our mate. When we go straight to the top, we're going to the top of the ladder, and it's God that can change hearts. You know, I was on the phone the other day, and I was talking to somebody trying to get an issue resolved, and I quickly realized that person didn't really have the authority to give me the answer that I really wanted. And so I asked the person, I said, you know, you're doing a good job, and I know you're trying to help me with this, but I also know that you probably don't have the authority to make this change. So could you connect me with your supervisor? I went straight to the person that could give me the answer. And I think we have that same opportunity with the Lord. When we take situations to Him and talk to Him, that's what's going to change situations. So if you have tension with maybe relatives, I know somebody the other day was talking to me about how they had a relative and they didn't see eye to eye politically and how it had caused tension and just how that had, you know, really upset this woman that was telling me this story. And, you know, in situations like that, let me just encourage you, you're not going to change anyone's mind. So don't even go there in entering into those confrontational conversations. Let's be carriers of the peace of God. Let's bring peace into situations that we find ourselves in. And sometimes, you know, it's, again, like I said, walking away, excusing ourselves for a minute, and just speaking, you know, peace into a situation, the peace of God. I think it's one person at a time, There's so much unrest. There's so much that's going on in the world right now. But we have such an opportunity as those that walk with the Lord to make a difference. So I just pray that you'll join me in this. And thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all my listeners from around the world. And I'd love to hear from you. Send me a comment. Don't forget to follow the podcast. And that way you'll get a notification every time one comes out. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you've given us great power to bring life into a world that's crying out for life in the midst of so much death and loss and destruction. Thank you, Lord, that we have the power to change the atmosphere around us, the power to change negative emotions, the power to bring your peace, your joy, your kindness to all that we're around. And so, Father, help us to discipline ourselves. Help us to walk in step with you and partner with you to be a light in the midst of such darkness. And I just speak your peace over each home that's listening. Lord, just come right now and just fill us with your peace and your love and your joy and all the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, help us to practice today, practice tomorrow, practice the next day. And Father, when we fail, Lord, I pray we'd be quick to forgive ourselves and we would get back up and take your hand because you always love us and you're always for us and you're with us. In Jesus' name, amen.